systems. So we thought we'd talk to him about whether nowadays surveillance is the trick over alarms. Jacob, g'day. Thanks for your time.
Hi, Jason. Hi, Angela.
Hello.
Thank you for having us for surveillance on your show.
That's all right. Well, look, we want to be clear about this. We're talking to you about your expertise, not about products. So we're not here to do a flog for you, but we genuinely want to know if there is a shift away from having alarm systems towards people having security or surveillance systems.
Reading the literature that ASIOL and the other security magazines that are published, there doesn't seem to be a strong indication of a shift away. Surveillance still has a very strong commercial connotation to it, and if anything, surveillance applied to a residential property might even attract trouble as opposed to deter.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
Would never have thought that.
More often than not, they'll think there's a safe or something valuable stored inside.
That's why
big cameras hanging off the side of a house.
So that's the theory. Why would someone go to that much trouble unless there was something worth pinching?
Well, typically they'll assume it's either a jeweler or a drug dealer or something like that inside the house. So.
Gosh.
A jeweler or a drug dealer? They're your two basic. They're your main customers, are they?
Just two examples.
Okay, so the old trick of securing your place now, and I guess it's because a lot of people are finding that, you know, you have to take a little bit of not the law into your own hands, but the law enforcement into your own hands, because sort of policing is not quite as it perhaps once was. What are the tricks being used now to make your place safer?
Well, it's the old rules still apply. Good locks on doors and windows, bars in, you know, obvious spots where there's easy access into the property, and a good back-to-base monitored alarm system. If you apply those three, generally speaking, and you're quite right about your statement before about putting stickers and making sure the siren box is on the front of the building, just to let everyone know that the house is in fact alarmed.
It's the back-to-base bit that's crucial, isn't it? Because really no one pays attention anymore to a house alarm or a car alarm going off. Neighbours around the spot and so forth, don't they just sort of wish it would go away but don't actually do anything about it?
You'll find most, I can't generalise you, of course, but the statistics do indicate most alarms go off and everyone turns a blind eye to it.
Mm.
With respect to back-to-base monitoring, it's more to advise the owner real-time that an alarm has occurred at the house, and secondly, to make a threat assessment, essentially to see whether it's one zone in isolation or several zones indicating movement throughout the house. When it comes to the policing aspect of it, it really isn't up to the police to attend. They actually have no obligation to attend a alarm call-out. They do still do that, but it is considered a very low-priority call-out for them.
Rightly so. But it's a case of a little bit of the boy who cried wolf. You know, the first time something goes off, if it's a rarity, you might pay attention. But I used to live in a high-rise building where the fire alarm would go off without fail twice a week as soon as two people had showered simultaneously in their two people in one apartment had showered simultaneously, it would be set off. We just stopped going out. If it was ever going to be a fire, we were going to fry. No doubt about it. Some of the young single females always went out to get a look at the firemen, and that's understandable. But it is that case of the boy who cried wolf. If an alarm keeps going off and keeps going off and keeps going off, definitely no one's going to pay any attention.
There has been a lot of commentary about that point in the last couple of years. ASIOL certainly has been a leading advocate for ensuring these types of systems, especially alarm systems, because bear in mind with alarm systems, you can also go down to Dick Smith or Tandy and get a do-it-yourself kit, which obviously has no professional installation aspect to it. Having a fully licensed installer that possibly is an ASIOL member will ensure system accuracy and system longevity in most cases. But with respect to fire alarms, especially, quite often, steam can temp, trigger them off, and also a lot of people, in acts of sabotage, quite often, break the glass release switch in common areas as a joke, and that's another reason why alarms can go off.
So, Jake, take us back a step, back to the question about security cameras. Your broad advice to anyone who thinks, well, you know, I live in an area where things happen, maybe in a street where there's heaps of terrace houses or something, a lot of people packed on top of a lot of people.
Cronulla, maybe.
Yeah, and you decide it's time to secure your house properly, an alarm doesn't seem to be doing the work now. A security camera, not necessarily your best idea, perhaps.
I'm not saying not necessarily the best idea, considering, bearing in mind we are a surveillance company, but just to indicate our ratio of sales, we do 90% commercial work when it comes to surveillance, and roughly 10% domestic work. Generally speaking, surveillance systems installed in the most houses are usually the more upmarket dwellings, and more often than not, you know, an extension of a big boy toy. Essentially.
That's interesting. And tell me, do insurance companies still give a reduction on premiums for both home insurance and car insurance if there are alarms?
With respect to car insurance, there are certain vehicles like the WRX, Subarus and other vehicles that they actually will not even insure unless you get a
mobile
tracking system installed. With respect to home alarms, I know NRMA and GIO do offer a renewal rebate upon production of an installation slip or a receipt, subject to their criteria, depending on the size of the house.
So they obviously assume it does some good.
Oh, definitely. It does help to contribute. It's all risk management, and it does help to contribute to reducing the risk.
Okay, good.
Jacob, thanks for your time. Good to talk to you, and some interesting advice and viewpoints, I guess, from someone who's in the game as to what you should be doing. Thank you for joining us.
My pleasure. Anytime, guys.
See you, Jacob.
Jacob Nalbandian from a company, Austral Surveillance. I don't know where all their offices are, but I pass one if I drive back sort of through Redfern. You can see them there, so you could probably look them up if you wanted to talk to him for some more specific advice. But interesting, nonetheless, because I must say there is a real growing trend, because these things are so cheap now, for people to install security cameras around the house, whether they're recorded or just used so you can see who's at the front door. But, yeah, interesting point. Perhaps they do raise a flag to say, hey, there might be something going on in here. 131873, what's been your experience with the old alarm thing and the security video security camera thing around the home? Have you gone that far? Have you stepped into that realm?
Has your security camera caught anything you didn't expect to catch?
Yeah, like someone visiting when you're at work. 21 minutes to 6 o'clock's the time. This is 2GB.